Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
104.3 The Fan presents Big Al and D-Mac with the big story of the day.
AD, there it is! No Warrior team's ever made 10 threes in a quarter. Until right now.
Draymond switches on to Murray. He tests that shot and made it anyway.
He's 21 years old. How good is he going to be when he's 25, 26?
Final 5 seconds. Durant! They've got a 51-point quarter. Oh, my goodness. Murray from midcourt. And he banked it in.
Wow.
Play around Jokic. Oh, Klay Thompson. A right-hand hammer. Gomez hits a corner three. Curry from deep. His triple is good.
That was his answer.
Steph Curry, a good look. And another triple. A steal. Klay Thompson's got to beat Jokic. He went to try to swipe at him. He dunked it anyway. AD trying to find McKinney. He didn't catch it quite cleanly enough. Steph from Colorado State.
You know what he wants.
Oh, he backed up on Jokic. Oh! From Colorado Springs.
He fills in a lot of gaps.
You don't want to look back.
Which is it?
What's the last time Klay had three dunks in a game?
It's in Colorado Springs.
Denver is empty.
Klay with a steal.
Klay four dunks in a game.
We get the point.
Exactly. D-Mac.
We get it.
Hey, take that L on the way out. Hey, play that again for me, will you, please?
Play what?
Take that L on the way out.
I don't know if we have that handy.
What do you mean you don't have it?
Kicked their ass.
Well?
You know, they came in and kicked their ass.
Okay. Okay.
They came in and kicked their ass.
What happened to the...
They came in and kicked their ass.
You know, hey, you know, people come here to watch the...
They came in and kicked their ass.
Hey, man.
Well, they came in and kicked their ass.
All I want to say is, I just want to start the show off by saying, there are a lot of people who think that I am a front runner because I ride with the Golden State Warriors.
But take that L on the way out.
I told you yesterday that Michael Malone wrote a check that his team couldn't cash.
He said they could possibly lose by 30.
He was wrong.
31.
Listen. Said, hey, the next time we see him, they could beat us by 31.
So, well, look, 30. He was technically wrong, I guess.
He was
close.
I don't think that...
Oh, please. Will you calm down?
Look, man, all I'm saying...
Will you calm down?
All I'm saying last night...
One lousy game.
Next time we play them, they might beat us by 30.
Wrong. 31.
All I'm saying is, when we talk about Golden State Warriors, I want to talk about sicko mode. Sicko mode! Steph Curry! Klay Thompson!
Steph Curry, a good look. And another triple.
What are we doing?
Denver is empty.
We're not playing with a steal.
Golden State.
Four dunks in a game.
Oh,
and the bench is going nuts.
Oh, my God.
AD.
Oh.
There it is.
Sicko
no Warrior
mode.
Team's ever made 10 threes in a quarter.
51
until right now.
To stop.
Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's how we already know. When it's here.
Turn that up, man.
Big three at the bottom of the world.
60
Turn
threes
it up. Turn it off.
And turn that music up, man.
17. I'm not going to be an enabler here.
You don't have to. Turn your mic off, too.
I'm supporting the Denver Nuggets.
Let me tell you how this works.
How what works? San Francisco radio? We can get you a condo in Oakland if you want.
Warriors will inbound it, and that's that. This one is
what do you want?
Over.
Hey, man.
The Golden State Warriors are now in first place.
Why don't you get a sleeping bag with Steve Kerr and sleep in the master bedroom?
I had a little birdie told me that they were going to take that game serious.
Yeah, whatever. One game.
I hear you, bro.
Big deal.
There's no doubt, though.
By the way, they're going to be...
There's no doubt, though.
Watch the Warriors lose tonight. They're playing tonight. Watch them lose tonight. Watch the Nuggets destroy the Bulls and watch the Nuggets be in first place by Friday morning. Watch. Watch it happen.
I'm just letting you know.
They had a freaky first quarter.
Oh.
And that was the game. It happens.
It wasn't even close, though.
Yeah, they had a really
Nuggets didn't play great basketball, they could have lost by 40 or 50. They play great.
And this happens in the NBA. No, it doesn't.
One
team's on, and one team's a little off.
No, it doesn't happen all the time. You don't see 31-point victories in the NBA.
All the time.
No, you don't.
Not unusual.
When there's a grudge game, like what we saw out of...
That wasn't even a grudge
game.
Hold on,
I'm talking about what we saw out of the 76ers and the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah.
That's when you started seeing lopsided scores. Like, nah, put the hammer down. We want to put the... That was Jimmy Butler telling the 76ers, let's put the hammer down on Minnesota. Last night, that was the response after Michael Malone said,
oh, please.
You know, hey, you know
give me a break.
Take that L on the way out.
It's okay. You don't have to ride. You don't have to ride with the Nuggets.
I'm just letting you know. I told you they weren't ready. I just told you they weren't
fine.
Ready.
Fine. How many points did the Nuggets score in the first quarter?
Not 51.
No, but like 38, dude.
I told you they played
including
great.
Jamal Murray draining one from midcourt.
I told you the Nuggets played great last night.
They put 38 up on the world champions in the first quarter.
Look, man,
they're fine.
They played great, but they're just not in sicko mode yet, man.
Stop.
Every time I say Golden State from now on, I want to hear sicko mode. Because that was sicko mode last night, man. That was crazy.
Any other teams from out of town you want to get into? The Chicago Cubs?
No, I'm just letting you know, dog.
I mean, how lucky the Cubs were or the Rockies were that Tony Walters got
playing around Jokic?
Oh, Clay Thompson!
Hey, man.
A right-hand hammer!
You want to get the coach,
stop talking trash.
You want to get?
He's not on the court. Stop talking trash.
Yeah, they came in and kicked their ass.
Well, I don't know.
You're not on the court. Stop
you
talking trash.
To who that team is, you know, what I mean, that's they put up numbers like that regularly. So I'm not overly concerned about that. We have a great season so far, and I think we'll continue to have a great season.
Couldn't agree with you more, Coach. I got your back.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm down with you.
Don't talk trash no more.
Don't talk trash
no more.
Please.
You're not on the court. You're not on the field.
But take that L on the way out.
Don't talk trash no more.
Give
period.
It to me, Coach. I love it.
Take that L on the way
you
out.
You can keep it real as much as you want.
It's not the coach's job to talk trash about what's happening on the field with the players or on the court with the players or what's on the ice with the players. You stay your ass on the sideline and let the players play.
You know, I have to take nothing away from them. They came in and did what they were supposed to do in their eyes. Disappointed in the fact, I mean, 51 points in a quarter is mind-boggling. I just can't wrap my head around that number. But we don't have that level yet. We're trying to find to see if we have that level. And championship teams have that level. And obviously we're aspiring to be that type of a team. And that's why I think, failure can be a gift. You know, if you're willing to learn from it. And that's my hope. You know, take this night, take this failure of tonight, learn from it, and use it moving forward.
There
you
go.
And if we can do that, this negative becomes a positive in the long run.
By the way, blowouts don't happen all the time. Gotcha. Pacers, 131. Suns, 97. 76ers, 149. Timberwolves, 107.
Oh, that was
Hawks
I told you.
Beat the Thunder by 16. The Bucks, 124.
16. Nah, come on, man. 16.
The Bucks beat the Heat, 124-86. Blowouts in the NBA happen all the time. And it happened multiple times last night.
But when I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors, you know, man, that team dropped 10 three-pointers in a quarter.
Yeah, they had a really freaky good first quarter.
But they've been doing this.
There it is. No Warrior team's ever made 10 threes in a quarter until right now.
All right, well, good for them. It could absolutely happen the other way around next time. No doubt about it.
Okay.
If you think it can, you haven't been paying attention to the NBA.
What are you listen, man. I've watched games. This is what I do, man. They're not leveled up.
You think that game actually meant something?
Oh, yeah.
What did it mean?
Oh, you know.
What did it mean?
Oh, let's just put it this way.
Well, what was concluded because of last night?
Those comments that were made by the coach were duly noted.
And so
and
what?
Let me show you what's really going on.
Hey, listen. Everybody tries hard in the playoffs. So when you get to the playoffs, everybody's going to be trying hard.
I'm just saying, dog. You're not that level yet. You're not that level. Keep working.
Dude, they'll probably be back in first place by Friday. Not worried about
it. You're right. I don't like the coach. What do you want me to say? I don't like the coach.
No, you clearly
don't.
I don't like
the coach.
I love him. I think he's great.
Let the players play. You coach.
I think he's gotten so much out of these guys. He's invigorated the fan base.
Yes, keep that in-house. Keep it in-house, D-Man.
You sat there.
Keep it in-house.
And watched the Golden State Warriors put on a show in the first quarter.
Keep it in-house.
It was cool to watch.
Keep it in-house.
But, whatever. Whatever
your message to your team is, keep it in-house. The rest of the media and the fan base, they don't need to hear all of that.
You know what?
Made it personal. You just made it personal with every good team out there.
Getting blown out just doesn't hurt at all. Here's what hurts. Being up by 11 with 5 to go and losing a game like that. That hurts. What? Losing to the Suns. That hurts. That's a team you got to beat.
Dude.
Getting blown out by the Warriors because they go on a historic run with three-pointers?
All right, bro. Okay.
Not a big deal.
Okay.
Not a big deal.
Make it no big deal. And I told you. If the Nuggets beat this team tonight, then I know that they're real.
Yeah,
we're not ready yet. We're not in that class.
I never agreed with that premise. I said repeatedly yesterday, this game is just a fun game.
Oh, just
that's
one
all.
Of 82?
One of 82. Oh,
okay.
That's
you
it.
Can use that. You can use that.
Well, that's because that's the truth. I'll use the truth. I know it's crazy when I use facts to prove a point.
Just one of 82.
As Adam Schefter said about me.
Just one of 82.
One of 82, dude. That's all it is.
Golden State?
Oh, okay.
Last night, they went sicko mode.
I can't wait to see Golden
State. Golden State went sicko mode last night, dog.
Sicko mode? I don't even know what that means.
Sicko mode, baby.
Oh,
sicko.
Sicko.
Oh, my goodness, man. Everybody who rolls with us every day. Watch that game last night. Did you see Mike Kliss's tweet?
I thought Mike was funny.
Not many people did, man.
Well, a lot of people don't have a sense of humor. I think what Mike said, too, is true for the casual fan that was sucked into
Here it is.
Sucked into last night because of a ridiculous amount of hype. Like my great, great friend who I respect very much, Mike Evans, saying it was like the biggest regular season game, which it wasn't.
Oh, my goodness, D-Mac. You don't understand,
so,
man.
Yeah, if
this
you
was
hear,
your test. This if, was the test.
It wasn't a test.
It was your midseason test. Lord, it was your midseason test.
It's one game.
Yes, it was one game, but it was your midseason test.
You know what matters? Stacks of 10 games matter. So how are the Nuggets?
All right, dude. All right, man. You know what, man?
No,
you know what? You
want to
do that?
10 games.
If you want to do that.
I do, because that's the truth.
If you want to do that, go ahead and do that.
I'll keep it real.
Because that may have been the last time they went first
place. You know what matters is winning 12 of your past 13 home games.
Okay.
That matters.
That matters.
Which is the case.
And I said that they are a good team, and I said Jamal Murray is playing like an all-star, and Jokic is playing like an all-star.
Playing like an MVP. The Nuggets in the past
after
10
you
games.
After you saw
1, 2, 3, 4,
Golden
five,
State
six,
last
seven,
night.
8, 9, 10.
Do you think that the any Nuggets, one of our players is in the same league as any one of those three players?
The Nuggets are 7-3 in their past 10 games.
Oh, my goodness.
12 of 13 at home.
You just don't want to do this. You just don't want to do it.
I'm fine with what happened last night.
You just don't want to face reality.
What's the reality?
The reality is that we're not ready yet.
So if the
when Michael Porter Jr. comes back and he's next year player,
ready for what?
You're just not ready for the truth.
What's the truth?
The truth is that we're not leveled up yet. You know,
so what does that mean? We lose in the Western Conference Finals.
We're not ready to supersize.
Maybe we lose in the Western Conference Finals.
We're still eating at the kiddie table as far as elite basketball goes.
So maybe when we make it to the Western Conference Finals, we lose in 7 games to the Warriors,
dude. That would be so miraculous and so
miraculous
cool.
As a number 1 or 2 seed would be miraculous to make it to the Western Conference Finals.
Here comes the rest of the NBA.
I don't know. Really?
Here comes
That'd
the rest
be
of
miraculous,
the, I'm
huh?
just letting you know. Here comes the rest of the NBA. I'm just letting you know.
Dude, I can't wait for the Warriors to lose by a dozen tonight to New Orleans at home.
They're not going to happen.
Can't wait to
not
see
gonna
that.
Not going to happen, dude.
Yeah, we'll see.
Not going to happen.
We shall see.
What is wrong with you? I'm trying to tell you.
I'm keeping
it
real.
I'm trying to explain
to
you.
You're making it something that doesn't
exist. I'm trying to explain to you. They have 3 of the greatest players in the league legitimately. Every night, one of those guys can get you 50.
Yeah, well, who's arguing with you on that?
Well, then you have 3 of those guys on one team, D-Mac.
And?
That's unusual.
Yeah, they're a dynasty for a reason, Al.
Yes.
Nobody's doubting that.
That's what I'm saying. And what you said is that the Nuggets are going to beat them in a 7-game series?
I said they could. I didn't say they would. I said they could. I'm not debating whether or not Golden State's a great team. You said it'd be a miracle if the Nuggets got to the Western Conference Finals.
I said that would be
Nuggets against the Spurs right now. Who do you like?
Spurs.
Why?
Because.
For what reason? What matchup does dominate the Spurs and the Nuggets? What matchup dominates?
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Over who? Jokic?
Jokic.
I'll take Jokic.
Okay.
I mean, I can keep going. You know, Denver Nuggets against the Clippers. Who you like there?
I like the Nuggets.
Nuggets against the Blazers.
That's a toss-up.
Nuggets against the Rockets.
Oh, the Rockets. I think that's the Western Conference Finals right there. Rockets.
The Nuggets and the Rockets?
Rockets. Maybe. And the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's the Western Conference Finals.
But the thing that the Nuggets are sitting at the kiddie table is preposterous.
They're not ready. They're not ready to level up yet.
Oh, man.
You got to know when it's happening to you.
All right. So what happens if they're in first place on Friday during the show? What do we say then? The Warriors lose to the Pelicans, and we beat the Bulls.
Listen.
How are the Bulls doing? They're great. They're 10-34.
No. I want you to say exactly what you said.
They're going to lose by like 35 tomorrow.
No, I want you to say exactly what you said. If we are the, call it the number 1, 2, or 3 seed, and we go into the playoffs and we don't win in the first round, what should happen to Michael Malone?
He should get Coach of the Year.
You told me George Karl should be fired.
First of all, they vote on Coach of the Year before the playoffs start, so it's kind of a moot point. George Karl should have been fired.
Why?
Couldn't get him over the top.
Dude, we made it to the Western Conference Finals. What are you doing?
One time in 9 years.
Like that's no big feat.
Why do they have to move on from John Fox to Gary Kubiak?
John Elway and Coach Fox didn't see eye to eye.
Sometimes you need that one extra.
Hey, listen, man.
One extra thing.
Listen, dog. Listen.
Nuggets are a different team now.
That is one of the greatest teams that you will ever see in your lifetime. Whoever paid good money to go to that game last night, they know what they were looking at. That was pure greatness. I don't know if you're going to get a chance to see another team that good in your lifetime. You got to understand what I'm saying here. I can't think of a team that matches up with them historically.
You want some people to yell at you?
Do what you want.
Evan, you're on the fan. Hi, Evan.
Hey, guys. Been listening to y'all for a decade. I remember calling in during that year when we swept Charlotte. And, Alfred, you were singing such a different tune then. My friend, you sound like such a hater.
I am not a hater.
Dude, no, I don't like the head coach talking trash. Dude, you sound like you started watching the Nuggets last week. Honestly.
Dude, you haven't talked about me all year.
Alfred, let me get my piece, and then I'll listen to you completely downgrade our franchise right now. I mean, I was so disgusted yesterday on what should have been a fire-up. When you can get fired up for the Broncos in a terrible season on a Friday, have a little love for the hometown. For you to say that Jokic is not better than LaMarcus Aldridge, dude, he's in categories with Will and Kareem by himself. He's 4 years deep, Alfred. Quit being a hater, bro.
All right. Thank you, Evan.
No hate right here. Let's no hate.
See what Eric has to say.
But when I tell you that you are looking at a legendary team, a team like you have never seen before, and when they get Boogie on Thursday to send 5 legitimate all-stars out on the court every night, dude, this is ridiculous. This is like saying the Beatles, Madonna, Drake, Elvis, and all of them are going to be at the same concert at the same time.
Dude, I can get you a VRBO at Haight Asbury if you want to.
Hey, dude, don't tell me.
I know where it is. It was just you talking that trash about
where the Nuggets were in the number one seed. Like, that meant something.
Eric, you're on the fan. Hi, Eric.
Hey, guys. You know, Alfred, I got to be honest with you, man. You are entertaining, but on this one, you are out to lunch. First off, you guys spend 220 days a year talking about getting the Broncos back to the playoffs. The Nuggets haven't been in the playoffs for 5 years. They're finally in a solid playoff position.
Why, Al? Why aren't they in the playoffs?
Well, you think that's because of Michael Malone?
I tell you this, When George Karl was coaching here,
we went to playoffs every year. Garbage.
I did not.
I said Jokic is garbage. Murray can't play, and it's Malone's fault. Jokic is an all-star.
Al just hung up on him.
I did not hang up on him. D-Mac, I don't have the phone today. I said Jokic is an all-star.
Why did you
and
hang
I said
up?
Jamal Murray is an all-star, but they are not superstars.
I can't believe you hung up on that guy. Seth, you're on the fan.
What's
Hi,
up, Seth?
How about a way back Wednesday when D-Mac went on the radio and trashed a Chicago Cubs fan for being in Milwaukee? I like those kind of radio announcers. Big Al, here's what it comes down to for me. You're a little bit inconsistent. George Karl is the Marty Schottenheimer of basketball. He can get to the playoffs, but he can't go into the finals and win.
That's
true. Why would you want that guy to stay here?
You'd
be calling for his head if he was the Broncos coach.
Not true. Not true. You got to know what era that you're sitting in.
Yes.
Yeah, championships matter, Seth. No doubt about it.
Championships matter.
Yeah, and Jay Cutler sucked up until the moment that you finally turned the table on him, Al. Like, you didn't give up on Jay Cutler until he was in Miami, for crying out loud.
If Jay Cutler would have been with Mike Shanahan, we would have had multiple championships around here.
All right, one more fun
one. Let the process play out.
Hi, Christian. You're on the fan.
Shouldn't have got rid of George Karl.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, look, Al's proving his point, and just hear me out, because the Warriors are probably the greatest team that we'll ever see in our lifetime. And I agree with him. I don't know if the Nuggets can beat any team in the West in a 7-series playoff. It's one thing to go first place in the West during the regular season, but 7 games, any of those teams that are in the playoffs right now, I don't think that they got a chance, man. But that's all I got to say. I'm not rooting against them. I'm just being honest.
I'm not rooting against the Nuggets. I'm just saying
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're clearly rooting against them last night.
I was telling you. Last night, I told you that a little birdie told me that it was going to be on when the Nuggets and the Golden State Warriors, when the Warriors, sicko mode.
Stop it.
They came in and kicked their ass last night.
Ridiculous.
51 points in a quarter.
They came in and kicked their ass.
Stop it. Enough.
They came in and kicked their ass.
Okay. All right.
Oh, it was amazing. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, please. Have you been lying to us up to now?
No, I'm going to be honest with you.
Thank you so much. Be honest, please.
Stop watching halfway through the third quarter.
Okay.
It was done. I've seen enough. I'd seen enough. What do you want me to say?
I don't want you to say anything.
When Boogie Cousins joins that team... I'm telling you, man, the Western Conference Finals between the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors is going to be some of the best basketball that you can ever see in your lifetime.
I can get you an Airbnb in Santa Clara, Al.
I don't need to go to Santa Clara. By the way, that's an hour away from where they play in Oakland.
Huh?
So
you want me to get you a place in the Presidio?
I'm just letting you know, dude. It's a big deal.
I can get you a lean-to in the Presidio.
Now, when I tell you that we're watching the greatest quarterback of all time play with Tom Brady, you don't say nothing. Nobody says nothing when I say, you know what? Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't get not one argument. You know why? It's true. But when I say that is the greatest team that may have ever been put together, I'm getting people calling and telling me I'm getting hated on because I like the Golden State Warriors.
Well, I can't wait for the Nuggets to be back in first place on Friday.
They went sicko mode!
And let's see the Western...
They went sicko mode!
Let's see what happens in the Western Conference Finals this year.
Don't talk trash. Let the players do it.
What trash?
They came in and kicked their ass.
Stop it. You don't need
to. They came in and kicked their ass.
All right. We
take that L on the way out of here, right?
What are you talking about?
Take that L on the way out.
Sun is down, freezing cold.
But take that L on the way out.
That's how we already know when it's here.
But take that L on the way out.
Have a heart in the water.
That's just all he knows.
Hey, man.
Kick their ass.
Where I'm from, we call that sicko mode. That's sicko mode.
Hey, Malone said they could lose by 30. He was wrong.
I tried to show.
It was 31.
Hey, 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 yeah. Hey, 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 hey.
Gone on you with the pick and roll. Younger flame here, sicko mode.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222. The phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's Big Al and D-Mac with the Big Three.
All right, Alfred, let's start with the basketball game last night. What did that game really mean?
It was, you know, that game was a mid-season test. It was a mid-season test to find out where you were against one of the greatest teams in the history of the NBA. So, to me, it was clear. It was just, okay, you know, Steph Curry said that, you know, we need to start playing better against playoff teams, and I think that was the case last night.
I think that game wasn't meaningless. I mean, certainly it was a test. I'll give you that for sure. And the Nuggets got caught up in kind of a weird vortex where they weren't really playing awful. It's just that they were in the middle of a tornado, and it's hard to stop that. I mean, when Steph Curry is hitting pullback threes, step back threes from 10 feet beyond the three-point line.
But the concentration was there from the beginning. The concentration and the focus was there from the beginning.
So I'm not going to say it's meaningless, but I'm certainly not going to put too much emphasis into it. And if anything, a loss like that at this time of the year could be, depending on how you handle it, quite beneficial. I mean, we got Nikola Jokic, like, quoting Denzel Washington. Who knew? The Joker knew who Denzel Washington was, but I think it was a tough moment for the fans because there was a lot of hype going into it. A lot of people were pumped up for the right reason. And, you know, it's really over in the first quarter, which is kind of a downer. But that being said, it was fun, and I'm so excited. There are competitive, meaningful basketball games at Pepsi Center. That feels good. Bongos.
Three! Could Oklahoma have three Heisman Trophy winners in a row?
No, they will not.
Jalen Hurts is the newest quarterback for the University of Oklahoma.
Well, I don't know how Trevor Lawrence doesn't win the Heisman for the next 2 years in a row, but could they? I mean, I guess they play no defense in that conference at all, and the quarterbacks can do whatever they want. So you certainly will have big numbers. To your premise, I suppose it could happen, but Trevor Lawrence is the best college quarterback in America.
If there is some way to Jalen Hurts next year.
Good for Jalen Hurts, though, by the way, if that's where you're going. I mean, I don't blame him at all. I mean, that's good for him.
It's gonna be interesting to see how Oklahoma plays, and good for Jalen Hurts for
being
a good teammate and sticking it out, graduating from the University of Alabama, and then moving on before, you know, instead of, you know, just picking up and leaving at once he was demoted.
Did you see the other significant college transfer that happened? Tate Martell left Ohio State to go to Miami. Now, if you don't know who this kid is, you should watch QB1 on Netflix. He's the most dynamic high school quarterback perhaps of all time, or at least the most successful. But he's an undersized guy who needs to run around. Why he decided to go to Ohio State, I really have no clue. But watch out for Tate Martell in Miami. And then Fields will be up in Ohio State. And then you got Hurts in Oklahoma. You've got Tua in Alabama. Trevor Lawrence at Clemson. Jake Fromm in Georgia. Woo! I mean, we got some guys who are going to get some action, boss. And that's why the quarterback class of 2019 pales in comparison to what's coming down the line in 2020 and 2021.
Agreed.
Three!
Al, what is going on with Scangarello? Why has this guy not been signed yet?
Well, I think it's going to happen. I think it's just a matter of time.
Well, what's going on?
I think the contract is probably one of the hang-ups in the contract is how to handle a lockout in 2020 and how you will be paid. From what I understand, every coach who is part of this negotiating period right now has to deal with the unpleasantries of possibly being locked out by the owners and what the owners will pay you during that lockout. So it's not, you know, the players, of course, won't get paid. But, you know, now the owners are saying we're not paying the coaches, too. That is being negotiated in every contract, D-Mac, as we get going.
Bongos.
Three.
It's almost done. Antonio Brown is going to be gone from the Steelers. But the comments today, the beef between Twitter and Antonio Brown and Emmanuel Sanders. Hey, man, if anybody talks about acquiring Antonio Brown around here, man, they don't understand what a dysfunctional locker room can be. There is no way in the world that this guy should be matched up with these young receivers that we have here. If Antonio Brown is traded, he needs to go somewhere that has a veteran quarterback that's been there and done that. To bring him here in Denver when we don't have that is just a nightmare waiting to happen. I don't want to see it. Do you want to see Antonio Brown traded to the Denver Broncos?
No, but I want to spend some more time on this entire topic, and we can coming up because there's so much juicy stuff to go into. So no is the quick answer, but we'll dig into it coming up after the break. Bongos.
Three!
Alfred, in terms of the weather in Kansas City, who do you think that benefits or hurts the most, the Chiefs or the Patriots?
I think
it's supposed to be like some Arctic cold blast, 10 degrees sort of nightmare.
Saw that. I saw it down to as low as 8 degrees by kickoff. I think it always benefits the home team, especially in Kansas City. It's one of the most unique places to play in all of the NFL, D-Mac. The crowd understands and knows what's going on. The team is uniquely focused at home there in Kansas City. And I think that that is the biggest charge that I have going forward. Beating that team in Kansas City, to me, is always one of the toughest things you can do in pro sports. It's just a crazy place to play, and it is a collegiate atmosphere. It's different. So I think that, forget the weather, I think being in Kansas City is the biggest shot in the arm that could happen this weekend for them.
Bongos.
Three!
If I say it to you, Drew Brees is a top three quarterback all time in NFL history, would you disagree?
Yes, I would.
Even though he carries all the records that are available for him to smash?
He hasn't won the Super Bowls to be a top three of all time.
Okay. So it's Super Bowl wins.
That's part of top three of all time? That's part of it, yeah.
Is he top five?
No particular order. I've got Brady. Brady's number one, period. Joe Montana at least is in the top three, so just for the sake of argument, I name him two. And in my case, I'd put John Elway number three. So, four or five, would Brees be there?
He's got one Super Bowl victory.
Do you see Brees over Roethlisberger? Do you see Brees over Favre?
Wait a minute.
Who do you got him ahead of?
I ask you.
I don't know. Maybe.
He owns all the records. He has a Super Bowl victory.
He's got to win.
What else does he have to do?
But like Eli's got two, and so does Big Ben. So I think he's got to get to at least two.
So does Jim Kelly go in front of Drew Brees because he's been to four?
Probably not.
How come there is no love for Drew Brees?
I think there's lots of love for Drew Brees. He'll be a first-time Hall of Famer, and everybody loves him. They'll be building statues for him, and he's a folklore hero in that part of the country, and everybody loves him in America. So D-Mac, I think there's tons of D-Mac, love for Drew Brees.
When you own all the records, you've won a championship, and you're not considered a top three player at your position.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you take Tom Brady or Drew Brees as a career?
Tom Brady's going to go in front of everybody.
Joe Montana or Drew Brees?
I'm going to take Joe Montana in front of
John Elway or Drew Brees?
I am going to take John Elway because he's
so you
powered.
Just agreed with me.
No, I wouldn't.
So you're not going to take Drew Brees in the top three. So what's your point?
He owns all the records.
You just didn't take him in the top three. But that's not...
I just have a soft spot for John, so...
For a good reason. He's one of the three best quarterbacks of all time.
Put him tied with John.
You're nuts. John's been to five Super Bowls and won two. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks of freaking all time. He's
But do the records count? Do records count for anything
you're,
in football?
You're a trip,
do records
man.
Count for anything in football?
Listen, we could have plenty of debates about John Elway as a general manager, okay? Well, there's no debates about how good of a quarterback he is.
So you smash all the records all time, and you are not considered one of the top three?
Right. That is correct. Because you only have one Super Bowl victory.
But what about elevating an entire franchise for the time that you've been there?
Dude, what are you doing? Top 10 of all time, sure, Drew Brees is in there. Top 5, maybe. Top 3, no. But nobody's hating on Drew Brees.
Sound like you are. Bongos.
3!
So you don't like short quarterbacks?
I love short quarterbacks.
My man.
I mean, I've been advocating for Doug Flutie to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for a long time. He played pro football for over 20 years. They didn't name it the National Football League Hall of Fame.
I'm telling my wife this for your size doesn't matter.
Thank you. Emmanuel Sanders against Antonio Brown. Get your popcorn ready. That's Woo! Next.
It's The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Well, I've been telling the truth about Emmanuel Sanders for a while now. And people think that I've got some sort of, you know, beef or something like that. It's not true.
With Emmanuel?
No, nope, it's nothing personal. It's just, when I discover what he's all about.
You don't like his personality. You love the way he plays. You just don't like his personality.
Yeah. I mean, I have less of a problem with it recently because I know he's not the loudest voice in the clubhouse, in the locker room. He was, though, at a time, and you know, he's banning reporters from interviewing him.
He was feeling himself at that time.
He was kind of ridiculous. But he changed. He actually changed. And
he was humbled last year.
Yeah. And he wasn't the same. It wasn't kind of the same stuff. Listen, I know he wants to be on TV after his career's done.
He's a good-looking guy. He speaks well.
I know he already has an offer from NFL Network to do so. And I have no problems with that whatsoever. But Emmanuel Sanders is definitely a look at me type of guy. He described himself as a Hollywood diva. And at 3-0, he came out and was crying about not getting the ball thrown his way. Well, who knew what other big issues were lurking around the corner? But that being said, I really don't have a big problem with Emmanuel Sanders. I think he's changed. I don't think there's any doubt about his work ethic or the effort that he puts out on the field. And we said repeatedly he was the most dangerous offensive weapon for the Broncos. Now, that's an issue because your quarterback should be your most dangerous offensive weapon, but it wasn't. It was Emmanuel. Also, the Broncos did stink out on the field offensively, even worse when Sanders went down with his Achilles problem. And that was obvious, too. He's just not a great leader. He's not a captain. He's not that type of guy. He just isn't. Well, guess what? Neither is Antonio Brown. So it was a fascinating situation when Emmanuel Sanders was on NFL Network. I think it was just this past weekend. And there was a rumor out there about Antonio Brown coming to the Broncos. So they asked Emmanuel about, now he's an analyst now. And I always think it's dicey territory for a current player to go on these shows when you're asked to analyze things, because you're ultimately going to have to be critical one way or the other about players who are currently playing with you. But nobody twisted his arm to be on NFL Network. You understand, Al? He doesn't have to do this. He's doing it because he wants to do this later in his life. But you would be a fool if you're Rich Eisen or one of these other guys to not ask Emmanuel Sanders about Antonio Brown. You would have to do it. And if he's there, he has to respond, and he did.
It all sounds familiar. But one thing I will say is, man, when Art Rooney came out and said that, it's pretty much he's gone. Because being around the Pittsburgh Steelers organization, Art Rooney doesn't say too much, but when he says something, he means it. And so this situation has really, really got out of hand. And it's crazy because I don't like to see it. But I feel like Antonio brought it on himself. You cannot You cannot turn your back on your brothers and not only the Pittsburgh Steelers organization who gave you an opportunity to make you who you are in terms of Antonio Brown, the football player. And so for you to leave on a Wednesday and then have your agent call on a Sunday is the ultimate disrespect to the Pittsburgh Steelers organization.
Couldn't agree with Emmanuel more. Al, do you agree with Emmanuel Sanders on that?
Not only do I agree, I applaud him.
All right. He goes on about leaving the team in a lurch when in playoff contention.
Knowing AB and being my brother, man, he's 100% wrong to even do that because right. In turning my back on my brothers, I couldn't even come to that game and be on the sideline with a fur coat on and looking at my brothers and knowing that the playoff contentions are still on the line. I just couldn't do that. I care too much about the organization I play for because I have respect for them and I have respect for my teammates and my coaches as well. And we've all grinded at offseason to get to this one moment, and you just can't do that. You can't do that.
Now, would Emmanuel milk an ankle injury to get out of a meaningless game against the Raiders? Yeah, but he'd do that.
Now you look back and you go, was it an ankle? Was it an Achilles that was really sore?
Listen, I have no doubts there was something.
Tore his Achilles.
I have no doubts there was something that was bugging Emmanuel right. In that game. And also, I have no doubts the game was meaningless and he shouldn't have been playing in it. So again, Emmanuel, I'm on your side on this. I get what you did. Aqib Talib should have just faked an injury rather than just quit if he didn't want to play against the Chiefs in that final game. You know, when Emmanuel twisted his ankle on the second play of the game against the Raiders, it was pretty obvious that he probably does have something going on. It's just that he didn't want to play in a meaningless game and risk further injury. Again, I agree with you, Emmanuel, on that. It was just obvious what was going on. But the Broncos weren't in playoff contention. The Broncos were not in playoff contention. And what Sanders did at the end of the day was smart. So again, I'm supporting Sanders' decision on that. Here's Antonio Brown. Now, Bruce Arians was talking on a podcast and said that Brown...
Adam Schefter's podcast.
Arians said Brown has changed and become too much of a diva. And that isn't the same Brown who was drafted in 2010. So here's Antonio Brown's response. He didn't draft me. He drafted Emmanuel Sanders. Same guy who missed rehab to go on networks to talk about me on situation he have zero clue. Arians now wears kangaroo hats and glasses, but I'm a diva? Done see it all. Then say, we friends, stop lying. So that's a pretty harsh, you know, comment towards Emmanuel Sanders. I saw the interview with Emmanuel Sanders. At the end of it, Sanders implied that he and Brown would be great as teammates together. Sanders knows. He's not stupid. In fact, he's really smart. He knows the Broncos would never have Antonio Brown and him on the same team. They have to make a choice. Sanders also knows he could be released this year, Al, and it would save the Broncos, what, $8 million, something like that? He knows his future with the Broncos is in jeopardy. Emmanuel Sanders does. He's not dumb. But he said what he said. It was a little phony what he said at the end. You know, he didn't say, hey, listen, there's no way me and Antonio are going to be on the same team. He said, hey, wouldn't that be great? Well, he was lying then. So Sanders does, you know, there's a little phoniness in Emmanuel as well, by the way. But Antonio just, you know, blasted him. Here is Sanders' response. Antonio, and then he has crying face emoji, and this is what Sanders has done to me, by the way. He puts emojis out there that makes it sound like he's joking around, but he's really not. He's done that with me to say, oh, it's all in fun, but it's really not. You know damn well I didn't travel to L.A. to talk about you, fam. You tripping, yo. I went to be an analyst in which you acting foolish was the topic, and I gave my analytical opinion. Get off the gas, yo. You did it to yourself. What do you think about these interactions, Alfred, between these two guys?
Yeah, I don't like it, but, you know, hey. You know, the thing about playing in the NFL, being a professional athlete, I'm talking about, you know, being a guy who's paid to play a kid's game. When I hear players that are upset with one another, I just step back and, you know, like, it's a kid's game. It's just that simple for me. It's just a kid's game. If somebody cheap shotted you, wait till you see them next time. Cheap shot them. Man, I'm going to get back at you, guy. But to do it in the media when you don't play against the guy, you know, that doesn't make sense. Like, Emmanuel Sanders will never have a chance to square up Antonio Brown against AB. So it doesn't matter. You know, like, what are you doing? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. Like, if this was a cornerback talking to a wide receiver, then that matchup could happen. But two wide receivers talking doesn't make sense.
The truth of the matter is this exchange shows you who both these guys are. But I'll tell you this. I'll take Emmanuel Sanders over Antonio Brown. I really will. I think he's a better team player. I think what Antonio Brown has been doing is ridiculous. And Sanders certainly isn't perfect by a long stretch. But I'll take Sanders over Antonio.
Sanders has a Super Bowl victory, and Antonio Brown has a Super Bowl victory, and you'll probably consider both of the guys fantastic players. Antonio Brown's going to be a Hall of Famer.
What Halloween party?
Yeah. It was an emergency, right? I mean, listen, it's not like a perfect situation. But if you had to pick one of the two to be on the Broncos next year, would you take Emmanuel Sanders or Antonio Brown?
I don't want either.
You don't want either?
No, because I think
you think Sanders is done, huh?
No, I don't think he's done. I just don't want to go through the rehab process with him.
So you're done with Emmanuel here?
Yeah, I'm good.
Wow, really?
I'm good.
Dang, I didn't expect that.
But I'm the same guy that said trade Von Miller so we can get future first round draft picks.
Hmm.
So
you're just done with
I just think
you're
that it's
done
time
with Sanders
break.
And you don't want Antonio.
Listen, man, I think it's time for this organization to strip down and start over.
Football at 4 is next.